Hello, my name is June. I want to tell you about my childhood during the Second World War. The Second World War officially began on the 1st of September 1939 with the German invasion of Poland. Britain and France declared war on the Nazi Third Reich on the 3rd of December 1939. 7 days later, on the 10th, the Parliament of Canada likewise declared war on Germany, the country's first independent declaration of war, in the beginning of Canada's participation in the largest combined national effort in its history. By war's end, over 1 million citizens would serve in military uniform, and Canada would possess the fourth largest air force and the third largest naval fleet in the world. That's what Wikipedia said. But what did this mean to a child growing up in these times? I was just 4 years old when Canada declared war, and just 10 on May 8, 1945, when VE Day, Victory in Europe, was declared. When I look back on these years, I am struck by how little I knew and how little I feared. I suspect our parents, families, and teachers protected us from the news which would have been received by newspapers and radio. The days of instant information, as we now have, would not have been part of the communication system. It would have been much easier to shield children from the horrors. We would not have known that over 100 million men and women had been mobilized, or that 15 million had been killed or permanently injured, or that untold millions of civilians had been killed, or that whole cities and countries had been ravished by war. Rather, I remember that we had to move from rural Waterville to live in Kentville because my father could not get gas and tires to travel to work with the Dominion Atlantic Railway. I transferred from a two-room school to the big schools of Kentville, where I stayed until graduation in 1954. School days were marked by air raid practices. When the siren would be sounded, we would gather our gas masks, which were hanging in rows under the chalkboards, and be marched to a brick junior high school building across the campus, where we were considered to be safer. I suspect now that nothing could have protected us from a direct bomb hit. We were well aware of the shortages and needs for the war. We were encouraged to help with the collection of metals such as copper and lead, cans of fat, and to purchase war savings bonds. Each week we would take in our 25-cent pieces so that we could garner one more stamp on our $5 war savings bond. I have no idea when those bonds were cashed. Rationing of foodstuffs such as butter, sugar, and meat became part of our daily lives. I remember my mother making butter from a donation of cream given to us by our farming families. I can also recall being most upset with cakes came with the icing put on and scraped off, as I used to accuse my mother of her frugality. Fortunately, we lived healthily, as my father always kept a garden, either on his own plot or in the early 1940s, borrowed from the neighbors across the street for our Main Street house. Also, our farming relatives were most gracious to share their produce. Occasionally, a generous soldier on his way to the ships in Halifax would pass his last stamps to my dad on the train. Clothing was also hard to get. My mother was ingenious. She would take men's pants, used beyond their first intended use, retrieve the useful parts, and sew them into coats for me and my brother Boyd. They might be black, but they were warm. And all the women learned to sew garments from dyed cotton, sugar, and flour bags, knit new feet for stockings, and find new ways to stretch the clothing budget. Kentville was the nearest town to Camp Aldershot, where soldiers were given their last training before leaving for the war fronts. Hence, the whole town was taught how to make itself unseen by enemy forces. Eventually, we would have air raid practice when all the lights in town would be turned off or shielded from view. Blackout curtains were absolutely necessary. On one occasion, police came to our house to let me know that there was a sliver of light showing from the kitchen window. Travel on the streets at night was not encouraged, certainly not for children. Daylight saving time for all the year was installed early in the war years. How dark it was to walk to school in the mornings. I had perhaps 2 miles to walk through slush, rain, and snow, and in the dark. No school buses for me, or public transit buses, and no monitors along the way. This would have been true for my first 5 years of school and all the years of the war. My dad was a trainman and conductor for Dominion Atlantic Railway. Railway service was considered an essential service since the DAR ensured that armed forces personnel were transported to Halifax. Hence, he was not eligible to enlist, even if his health or age would have permitted. I am ashamed to say I more than once lamented that he was not a soldier. The children of soldiers were treated to camp parties with good food and favors. My brother and I were not invited. Had I only realized that at the end of the war, I was more likely to have a father than those children who partied, if I had realized that, I might have been more charitable. Birthday parties during this time were almost non-existent. I think my first party may have been when I became 10 in 1945. I was so anxious to give my guest favors that I scoured all the stores in Kentville trying to find chocolate bars. At last, I was lucky. The Metropolitan store had a few. I begged the clerk to hide them until I ran home to get the money. But I can still taste the synthetic chocolate. Whatever they have made of, I had no idea. All I know is that I've never enjoyed chocolate again. Perhaps my most fearful day was the day my mother told me that the atomic bomb had been dropped on Hiroshima. Perhaps she saw it as the end of the Japanese war, but I saw it as a reason for retaliation. Fortunately, it was not. May the 8th, 1945, marked the end of hostilities in Europe. All the children of the Kentville schools marched through the town that day, waving flags and singing. VJ Day in September the 2nd marked the end of the war with Japan. Camp Aldershot eventually wound down its activities, and the town slowly returned to normal. I went on to finish junior high and senior high school.